With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We aren't sure yet if the AFC South is very good. We're not sure yet. Got to see what the Titans do, if Tannehill makes any noise, if he makes a difference. The Colts, they're obviously good, but how good? I think one team that we know that is pretty good and might be getting ready to make a little move and get a little separation from everybody else in that division would be the Texans. 4 wins, 4-2 on the season. One of their great defensive players, Whitney Merciless, is with us here on the show. Whitney, Tiki, and Tierney, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you, fellas?
Awesome, man. What's happening?
We're fantastic. Look, surprise is not the right word because I'm sure you guys prepared in different ways for this Kansas City Chiefs game. But from the outside, everybody was saying this: the Chiefs have this great offense. This Chiefs team and Pat Mahomes, who is MVP, can't be slowed down. What was the secret, at least in the second half, to curtailing what was one of the more explosive offenses in football? Because it was a hell of a job you guys did, especially in the second half.
Yeah, biggest thing I think really was, it was a team effort as far as the front line containing Mahomes and also the DBs, getting up and pressing the receivers, disrupting the timing between the throws and all that. So really did rattle their offense in that sort of way. And also, really just taking care of the run early on in the game. I don't think they ran that much, and also I think they only had about 50 yards rushing as far as they go, so we couldn't let them gash us. And we had to just be able to react and read the screens as well, too, because they can break you off for some big yardage in running screens as well, too. So we were able to handle that pretty early on. But they did hit us a few times or so.
Yeah, no, just not enough to ultimately get the win. But on the other side, you guys did as well. I mean, what's it felt like with this Houston team that you've been on for the last few years now, Whitney? Because, there's always a high expectation, and then there's always some letdown. This year feels different. Does it feel the same to you guys?
Man, in the past, the teams that I've been, as far as the Texans go, our roster is the most talented roster that we've seen and have been experiencing. So, got playmakers from top to bottom, and week to week, we just put our heads down, just grind, and showcase what we can do. Now, there's some things that we got to clean up and all that, but I think we're turning it upwards in the right direction.
Yeah, I certainly think that's fair. Whitney Merciless is with us here for the 4-2 Houston Texans. And, I'm curious because now the Astros, and the Astros have been good for a couple of years, so, you've had to obviously navigate that dance. Listen, there's enough fans in the city of Houston to root for everybody before you know it, the Rockets will be hitting the court here. But with the Astros a couple of wins away from the World Series and a recent, championship pedigree, where is the Houston Texans' place right now amongst the city of Houston, like the sporting pecking order? Where do you guys reside? Where do you think?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I mean, as of right now, the Astros, they're doing it. I mean, they've done it. It's a World Series, and they're all well on their way this year as well, too. So, I think we're right in it. Like, if not, like, right under them as far as that goes. But I can't put the cart before the horse, and so
smart.
It's still a long season.
I got you.
Listen, as far as it goes.
Understood, man. You got to, each week really is a season in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. We've seen so many crazy occurrences in the NFL. Exactly. Deshaun Watson now has time, or a lot more time to throw than he has. And he's starting to get we all know he's good. There's no debate in that. We know he can throw. We know he's smart. He's a good leader. He's fast. He's a good athlete. But now he's got time, and he's making very few mistakes. What do you see from your franchise quarterback when you watch him from the sidelines?
Man, I mean, our offensive line doing a great job of just keeping him clean, allowing him to make the reads that he needs to. Having a lot of time back there to really, air it out. And, if it's not there, just take off and go run. And the thing is, from him, he's made plays in the past, and he continues to do that. And he's doing it at an exceptionally high level, week in and week out.
He's such a good kid. What is he like? You know, we get a glimpse. I know Tiki appreciates this as a former player. He's done this the last two press conferences where he's actually taken media members that seemingly threw like the entire concept of the play. So we know he's smart. What is he like, you know, in the building, in the weight room? What kind of leader is Deshaun Watson to you guys?
Oh, man. Well, for him, he's just, he's just chilled. He doesn't really say much, but he takes control of that. When he's on the field, he takes control. He's a laid-back guy off the field, all about business for sure. Loves it. And he loves to have fun as well, too. So, you know, you see him, you know, whether he's dancing or something like that, and just listening to music and all that. One of the strong silent type, I would say.
It's a good combo. Hey, listen, it's a hard league. You win, you got to do a little dancing, man. Nothing wrong with that, Whitney, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Whitney Mercilus is with us. The Texans starting to make their move a little bit. 4-2 on the season. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Look, you battled injuries last year. Pack injury at the end of 2017. J.J. Watt also had injuries for the last couple of years. You both are healthy now. You have 5 sacks. You're leading the team. You even got an interception in there. J.J. Watt's got 4 sacks. Is right behind you. But the one issue that came up this offseason was with your compatriot, Jadeveon Clowney. And obviously the trade happened and he went out. But it seems like you guys don't miss him. Are things like cleaned up? Is there less? Like, how can you explain that, right? You lose one of the best defensive players in football, yet you guys are playing as good a defense as you've ever played. And how do you explain that?
We pretty much what we have, and the mentality that we have is always the next man out mentality, and we've got to adjust. The roster will always adjust year in and year out, and so some guys won't be here, some guys will be. You know, that's just the nature of the business, as you know.
Yeah.
And pretty much, you know, we miss our guy Jadeveon for sure, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, guys have to go through the business part eventually at some point, and so his time and, you know, between him and between the franchise, that time was now. And
yeah.
So, you know, whatever the case may be, didn't see eye to eye or could have come to terms and whatnot. Of course, all that transpired into him, you know, being traded and us picking up a few great guys out of the transaction and all that. So for us on defense, pretty much, you know, I being back at the Jack position, you got Brendan Scarlett back there, who's, you know, taking on the Sam role and all that. And we're just over there just changing a few things up, just allowing guys to play comfortably at with their skill set and doing a great job at it and being very productive at that.
Yeah, and you in particular, obviously coming on the edge as a stand-up guy and a guy who can get to the quarterback but also can as an athlete, which, you know, directs us to the division. When BT mentioned this coming in, some questions with the Tennessee Titans right now. And the one team, though, that is right on your heels is the Indianapolis Colts. So when the season started, nobody thought the Colts would be where they are right now. You have them this upcoming week, Jacoby Brissett, who's a big player and playing good football. You know, what's the threat with the Indianapolis Colts? We know their run game is good, but you know, how do you attack a Jacoby Brissett-led team as opposed to what you would have had if Andrew Luck hadn't retired?
Yeah, of course, yeah, they have to adjust. Well, Andrew Luck being retired and all that, they had to adjust as far as the skill set that, or the skill caliber that Jacoby Brissett brings to the team. One thing, you know, just seeing him, we got to be able to stop that run. Biggest thing is to stop the run, get him behind, you know, get him into more so of a one-dimensional team to go in here and out, so we can pin our heels back and get some pressure on him. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to be able to handle. And also the play action, shots downfield, TY, they're two-man route combinations and things of that nature.
You know, and we're talking to Whitney Mercilus here, eight years already out of Illinois. Man, and by the way, is Illinois ever going to get good? I mean, every time I have somebody from the Illini on, I got to ask them the question, are they ever going to get good?
Oh, man, you and me both. We're still wondering.
You know, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, coach.
Trust me, man. Since I've been there, that's always been the question. Like, come on, we got to get this thing together. And, you know, just being a fan, like, as of now, looking from the outside in. And it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
We need a spark or something.
Yeah. Whitney, how do you recruit to Illinois? You know what I mean?
Gotta get some of those
How did you end up at Illinois? Because I think that's probably the biggest challenge for Lovey down there, is look who you're competing against. How do you recruit to Illinois?
Oh, man, that's tough, man. Okay, so despite, you know, all the losses going on right now, especially within our own conference, man, to recruit, man, I don't even know. At this point, it's like, yeah, you know, you got to beg and plead for some recruits to come in. Yeah.
Right, well, you pay him. And he's got to start paying him.
And in order to do that, I mean, you got to turn around and start winning these games.
Right? Yeah. Hey, listen, tell Lovey, thanks for covering the spread. I took him plus 23 against the Wolverines this past weekend.
I just got to tell you, that hurt. That one hurt.
I hear you, man. It's Whitney Merciless with us here. Just started getting ready to wrap it up 8 years already, as I said, out of Illinois. 2016 second team All-Pro. Texans 4-2. You know, Tiki brought up Jacoby Brissett. We'd be remiss. You guys got the early dose of not quite Minshew magic, but Gardner Minshew. You guys played him in week 2. You won by a point. This guy probably, I mean, you didn't have a lot of tape on him. He's not physically imposing. From what you thought he would be to what you've seen, I'm not saying he's a superstar, but he's obviously better than some people thought he would be. Are you surprised he's played relatively well being thrust into the situation the way he was?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a rookie, you don't expect a rookie to have that much composure and, you know, that much funk within their first year to really step up and, you know, win a few games and all that. So when we played him, it was actually quite impressive, you know, coming off the sideline. We're like, okay, yeah, he's got some composure back there. We gotta really, like, handle this guy. And he'll break you off as far as scrambling and all that. So that's one of the things that we have to be cognizant when that time does come when we play him again. And he'll be better the second time around as far as what he's seen from our front and all that. So, to be honest, I am surprised that he's been doing what he's doing. But obviously he's putting in the work.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be surprising as far as that goes, because he knows what he has to do in order to get ready week in and week out.
Matt, that's a good summation of a young quarterback that's he's got a lot of pub, and rightfully so. He's handled himself pretty well. So, Whitney, good chat. You guys are atop the division at the Colts coming up this Wednesday. It's a CBS game. Then you play the Raiders, and then you're back in the division with the Jaguars, the Ravens down the road. They just picked up another corner in Marcus Peters. So now we get to the month and the part, as Tiki knows. Mm-hmm. Now it's win time. Now it's officially go time. And you know what? I got to be honest. We're all watching because we all like the roster. We've all liked the Texans in years past. But for whatever reason, there's been an element of disappointment. And Tiki and I both think this year feels different. It's up to you to prove us right. Don't make us look bad, is what I'm saying. All right.
Don't worry about that. we'll get it done.
Thanks, Whitney. Appreciate it, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit hyundaiusa.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.